Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Normally, the legendary Vince Dooley joins us. Coach is still dealing with some voice issues, and we'll give him a little break. So you got a chance to hear Barber the last few weeks. Today, we're excited to have Josh Brooks on, the AD at UGA. And Josh, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of the day. I know you guys are busy getting ready for Auburn this weekend. First and foremost, thank you so much. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I don't know what's more intimidating, filling in for Coach or following up Miss Barber. That's a tough act either way.
Yeah, Josh, she said to tell us some stories. I love it. She goes, well, you know, Dooley, and she talks about Vince like that, but she was on a roll, but we want to give you a shot. We haven't talked to you since you first got the job, and by the way, congratulations under your stewardship, obviously winning the title that counts, the national championship.
Yeah, it's been I'm almost 2 years in now. I feel like a seasoned vet now. this is obviously a dream come true, and, you know, I was filling in for Coach today, but, you know, I never not pinch myself every day I walk in that office thinking that I'm in an office that Coach Dooley used to occupy. It's kind of mind-blowing and just an honor to serve in this role.
Yeah, you know, Josh, and so much has changed, right, in college football. We have these conversations with Coach Dooley all the time, and he gets into this thing, you know, well, when I was there, and he starts talking about, you know, just the nature of college football now. Josh, you've got so much more stuff to keep up with, right? Mike and I were just talking about Stetson Bennett and NIL. And I'm curious, just from an AD standpoint, how are you handling all of that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I took this job over in a very crazy time with we were in the middle of COVID and transformation, you know, council, and now the transfer portal and NIL. But I always remind myself, and this sounds, I don't want to sound too corny when I say this, but I believe this. Don't ever forget why we're in this business, right? It's about student athletes, about them, you know, succeeding on the field, in the classroom, and in life. And I think if you ground yourself with those values and your beliefs, then you can deal with all the crazy stuff that comes up day to day. Just stick to your values, why you do what you do. And I think that's key in this ever-changing landscape that we're all the things are being thrown right now.
I know that we've talked about it. We're of the opinion, you know, as long as it's fair and balanced, and that's where it gets tricky, is everybody gets a shot from the smaller schools like Jackson State to the big places like Georgia here in the SEC. It was long overdue. Seems like the NCAA missed a golden opportunity to maybe sprinkle the infield, give everybody a shot, and now we've come to the sort of the Wild West with NIL. From where you sit as an athletic director, do you ever think we're going to get some oversight from the federal side, from Congress on this?
Yeah, I think that's obviously something we've been pushing for as a conference, and we'd love to have some federal guidelines, just because right now we're dealing with patchwork state laws across the country. So you'd like just to be everybody singing from the same sheet. And, you know, sometimes the rumors of what you hear oftentimes drive perception, which isn't always the truth. So you love just for as much uniformity as possible, when we talk about NIL and how we move forward.
Josh Brooks joining us, guys, UGA Athletics Director here on Dukes and Bell. He is filling in for Coach Dooley, and, you know, there's so much going on right now in college football that you kind of look around the landscape, and one of the big things that we're talking about is expansion, right? College football playoff expansion. How do you feel about it, by the way? I mean, we know it's going to happen. We know we're going to get expansion. As an AD, how do you feel about it? And then what about your counterparts in the SEC? Was everybody on the same page?
Yeah, I think the overwhelming majority are in favor of it because it's going to make more games relevant later in the year, right? So as we expand to 12 teams in the playoffs now, what is that, 16, 20, 20-plus teams later in the year that have a shot to be in the playoffs? So those games later in the year are going to feel, you know, hopefully more enhanced and more exciting, kind of like when people were fighting out for NFL playoff spots, right? So I think there was an old mindset for some teams that trying to get in that top four, that once you lost a second game and definitely a third game, you know, your odds are, you know, dramatically decreased of making the playoffs. So now having more people have opportunities should make for an exciting, you know, stretch run there in November.
the nine-game conference schedule. Why don't we just jump to 10, Josh? How about that? And it just seems like the strength of the SEC wouldn't affect the playoff committee because you'd be having a rocking strength of schedule to start with.
I'll defer that to my colleagues. I'll defer that to y'all and let y'all debate that one out.
But it is interesting, though. We saw a school like Kent State, and they made over $5 million. I mean, if we ever get to a world that, you know, the little guy gets priced out, I guess does the smaller programs just kind of disappear because they kind of live, their bread and butter is playing some of those games like that?
Yeah, you know, look, I worked a long time at University of Louisiana Monroe. Mm-hmm. And we would play up to three games like that a year. So, you know, there was years where we'd make, and the price was the smaller back then, but, you know, those three games would be, you know, a large portion of our budget. So you do worry about, you know, how that's going to impact them with less opportunities. But you know, obviously we got to think, I can't, you know, I don't work for them anymore. I work for Georgia. I got to think what's best for us and what's best for us to have, give us our best opportunity to be in the postseason, and then what provides the best opportunity for our student athletes. And then obviously how does that impact our home schedule? We won't have great games in Sanford to where people are excited and, you know, it makes for a great atmosphere.
Josh, how did you come about hiring the new basketball coach? We've talked about this, and we've not had this conversation with you, but I've always said Georgia's, you know, obviously the football program is one of the premier in the country. And I've always believed that the basketball program could be that as well. And so, you know, you make the change with the hiring of Coach White. Tell us how that, you know, that process went, and talk a little bit about that, because we're going to see a new program here.
Yeah, we get started with Segmania tomorrow night, mm-hmm. the first official practice. You know, Mike White's actually been someone that caught my eye a long time ago. He came to Georgia when he was at Louisiana Tech. I want to say it was, gosh, you know, it was around 2012 or 2013 or somewhere in there, and they played us in the NIT. And we lost to them in that first round game. And he, obviously, at Louisiana Tech, they were playing a great style of basketball. So someone I've watched from afar a long time. And then he's also someone who has a tremendous reputation in the industry. When you talk to other coaches, when you talk to other administrators, he's just extremely highly thought of. So he was on the radar. And then I knew, you know, you can't ever sell yourself short on what you can go get, right, who you can go get to be your coach. So as we did our process of evaluating and getting a pool, he was always on that list. And then I just said, you know what, I really want to take a swing at him and see if we can talk him into coming to Georgia. And it was just a perfect fit. The stars aligned, and it's been a phenomenal transition. I think he's done a great job of, you know, retaining some kids that we needed and then going out in the portal and working the portal and getting some great ones in as well. So I feel really good about the team he's built. Been really encouraged by watching him practice. So I'm excited to get this underway and get going.
We're talking with the athletic director for the University of Georgia, Josh Brooks, is filling in for Coach today in the Vince Dooley Report on Dukes and Bell. How long did it take you to iron out Kirby's deal? How difficult was it, or was it easy? Because it seemed like, as Carl and I said on the radio as we were waiting for it, he has done everything that you guys asked of him, built a machine that's now in place to win multiple national championships.
Yeah, it was. I wouldn't say it was hard. It's time-consuming just because you want to do right by him and you want to do right by the school. And we, you know, in a situation where you have both parties that are at the table and they want the best for both, it was never tough. It was just a matter of just crossing T's and dotting I's. So we weren't in a rush because we knew we wanted him to be here. We knew he wanted to be here. We just, you know, worked through the process. So those things are never simple as just, you know, a one-term, one-page sheet. So you have to work through the deal. It was great, and it was a great experience for me to go through that process, working with his agent and his representation.
Vince Dooley Report featuring UGA AD Josh Brooks, brought to you by Kroger, fresh for everyone. Josh, let's talk about this rivalry with Auburn coming in and this weekend. And it's a big game. I mean, Mike and I, we just spent a lot of time talking about, you know, Auburn's, listen, some of the kids are popping off. They're saying what they want to do to Georgia. It's good. It's a good rivalry. But I'm a little bit concerned, only from, you know, the standpoint of the way that the Dogs have played the last few weeks. Where are you at heading into this weekend?
Yeah, you know, look, I'm a former coach. They don't allow me to coach anymore. That's why I'm an administrator. I must not have been too good of a coach. That's why I'm not coaching right now. But, you know, it, for me, it's always just a week-to-week mentality. Nothing good or bad, anything that happened last week is irrelevant. You don't get any points – for what you did last week, and the other team doesn't need any points for what they did last week. So you come in, you know, 0-0 on the board, you focus on the moment at hand. And, you know, I know we have a tremendous coaching staff led by Coach Martin and a tremendous group, you know, in his group. And you know, I know they're going to be focused. And I think we're going to – this is our first SEC home game, 3:30. Mm-hmm. So you know the crowd's going to be electric, and hopefully that creates that home SEC atmosphere that we need, and hopefully it leads to a great game for our guys.
Josh, all the stuff that's gone down at the stadium, all this, obviously the money that's been invested, I mean, it's a showpiece. For guys who hadn't read the articles or kept up, what's next for Sanford Stadium? What else is the hard hat guys going to be working on?
Yeah, so as soon as this season ends, we're going to start a two-phase project, which will take place over the next two off seasons. Phase one this off season is going to focus on the South 100 and a little bit of the South 300 areas. And we're going to the South 100 is probably one of the tightest concourses in America, and we're going to blow that out. It's about 10 feet wide right now. We're going to blow it out more than 20 feet wide, and build new restrooms, concessions on the near the Gate 7 and Gate 9 area, and then have a connection point from the bridge where you'll be able to enter in off the bridge. So it's really going to be one of the first projects in a while that's really just focused on fan amenities and making the fan experience better. So that'll be phase one we do this offseason, and part of that will be the foundation for the new press box. And then phase two, which will begin after next football season, will be the new press box in the southwest corner, some suites there as well, and then we take the old press box and we're going to convert that into a premium space, because we've had such great support from our donors the last 4 or 5 years that we need more premium spaces, because we basically need more spaces for all people that donated at such a high level. So it's going to provide that opportunity for us. So that's going to be a great space. And I'm just excited to get both those projects rolling.
Boy, I tell you what, I'm in the process. My daughter's a senior. We're applying. I tell you what, you guys have upped the ante at Georgia. You've upped the ante, Josh. That's all I want
to
tell you.
I'm encouraging Carl to get involved here, Mr. Athletic Director, and cut big checks to you.
Man, I mean, I'm like, wow, it's hard, isn't it? But you know what? I told her, I said, the athletic program is a big part of this. It is.
Well, you know, obviously, under the leadership of President Moorhead, our university has just grown dramatically. And, you know, every year we read about the impressive freshman class that's coming in, you know, that average over a 4.0 GPA and 30-something on the ACT. It's extremely impressive. I don't think that I would have made it. I don't think I would have gotten in to Georgia back in my day. So I'm glad to be able to work there, even though they would not have made it in. I'd have transferred in, maybe. That could have transferred
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
From under.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm with you.
New slogan, the SEC. Yeah, we take book learning serious.
Well, you know, look, in all seriousness, our motto is we're an academic and athletic powerhouse.
That's right.
And we're proud of that. We're proud of that both ways, because, look, we know that a lot of our student-athletes aren't going to play professionally, so we want to be able to provide them a degree that's going to do well for them later in life. And that's something we're proud of, and we promote during recruiting, is that this degree is going to take you far, and it's going to help you, you know, 18 to 22, we want you to be successful, but after 22, you got a long way ahead, and in that degree, it's going to be the thing that carries you forward.
I know, speaking about, you know, family, your father, I'm curious as we finish up with you here, James, Jackson, and Davis, what are the boys into, man?
Well, fortunately for me, I got three that have different personalities. My oldest twin, James, he's into music, so he's playing the saxophone, and he's got a big interest in that. And then his twin, Jackson, he wants to play every sport that they, you know, that he possibly can. So he's in football season right now, and then he'll be in basketball and in track and everything else. And the little one, Davis, he kind of does a little bit of everything, but we always joke that he's going to be, Lord willing, he gets into Georgia, he will be Harry Dog, because he's got the personality. You know, he's the one that you got to be careful when you take him to an event in Stegman, because he's going to be dancing and he's going to get on the video board. So you have to be careful sitting next to him, because you get some shrapnel. You know, you're on the screen with him, so you have to kind of make sure sit a couple seats away from him, so you don't get put on the video board, picking your nose or staring at your phone. So.
I love it. Hey, congratulations on all the success. We really appreciate you coming on with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Dukes and Bell. Josh, thank you so much. Go Dogs. Let's get one on Saturday.
Let's go. Go Dogs.
Thanks, Josh. All right, guys. AD at Georgia, spending some time with us again, filling in for Coach Dooley. And we look forward to our visits, man. I mean, Georgia's got a lot going on, Mike. They just do.
And again, the facilities, we talked about it, giving Kirby everything he's got. Now, not quite sure what's happened the last couple of games. Big-time arrival, big-time spread. A lot of intriguing storylines this weekend in Athens.
Coming up. Brian Snitker has done it again. You'll hear what he said to the Midday guys on Sports Radio 92.9. Falcons have won two straight. Now they got to visit the Bucs this weekend. Listen to Peachtree Football. Full preview of the game. Hosted by Bo Morgan, Dylan Matthews. Peachtree Football, get you ready for Sunday, guys. Listen, it's free on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. It's Dukes and Bell. Thanks to Josh Brooks for stopping by, Mike. I mean, the AD of Georgia, busy dude, but he gave us some time. And, of course, he loves Coach Dooley, as we do. And Coach was out today. So we're hopefully going to get Coach back in here. But, Josh, we enjoyed visiting with him, and we will do more of that as we move along through the course of the season. Georgia-Auburn Saturday. All right. Let's hear from Brian Snitker, because he stopped by the Midday Show with Andy and Randy today. And first thing they asked Snit is how relieved was he that he got a chance to celebrate with the guys and just accomplishing what they accomplished?
No, you know what? I nuzzled up to everybody the night before. Text a couple of guys, kind of had in my mind if it happened, who I was going to put down. So I got text Matt Olson. I was like, Matt, I don't have enough guys here. You're going to have to play and then take 5 days off. And he's like, that's fine. And I'm glad he did. He had a heck of a day.
Yes, he did. He sure did.
But, you know, there's just a lot of those guys. You know, Michael Harris, I know he's 21 years old, but I think he's played every inning of every game that he's since he's been here. So I kind of want to just give him a day to relax his mind and watch. And, you know, I want to get Ronald off that turf. You know, yesterday, and Austin and Dansby, you know, it's some guys of, you know, they post, man. And so, you know, just a good time to let them relax too.
Anybody show up with the, like, little headache or anything yesterday to the ballpark at all?
Well, I'm sure they did. I made a great choice and took a right instead of a left and went to my room when we got back. And I woke up yesterday morning and I was like, God, I'm so glad I did that because I feel great.
Veteran move.
As a veteran move.
Snit, I know.
Coach, yeah. You won five of these in a row, and I know they all hold a different place in your heart and all those different things. What was the more what was the most special thing about this fifth one? Because I know I keep saying this, Nick. This was my favorite one. How was this one different than the other ones?
You know, it's right there. Like I said, I told the guys, it's like, you know what? You got to cherish each and every one of them because you're never guaranteed this. I think how we did this one and where we were and the run that we had to make to pull this off is probably right up there in some of the special ones, because like I said, they're all special, but man, it's like these guys had to work so hard and so long for the entire 162 games to make this happen. And they did.
What does it look like between now and Tuesday for all you guys? A couple days off?
Yeah, today we're off. I told them, you know, I don't want to see anybody at the ballpark. I'm sure there's guys who's going to, you know, had to do treatment, stuff like that. We don't have anything mandatory tomorrow. We're going to open it up for a few hours if guys want to get out and work out, throw the ball around. You know, they may want to hit in the cage a little bit. And then we'll get, you know, we'll have a, you know, we'll start our workout Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we've got guys down in Gwinnett and Holding Ground that are going to come over and our guys can get live BPs, and we'll do sides and take the ground balls and actually kind of play a little sim game here for a couple of days. So, but I, you know what, everything these guys have been through, the hard push this last week was just something else, mm-hmm. starting with that Friday night game against the Mets. I wanted them guys to detox a little bit and just, you know, I said, take your wife out for lunch, for dinner, play with the kids,
right.
You know, get your mind away from this for a couple of days, because, you know, come Tuesday, it's game on till it's over.
Do you get a chance to do that? Because I know you being the manager, always thinking forward and all those different things. And as you look at who you're going to play next, you don't know if it's going to be the Phillies or the Cardinals. Do you wait to see who you're going to be facing before you set your lineup or your pitching rotation?
Yeah, no, it will be. Our roster will, you know, be predicated on who we play. I mean, if they're probably – and every year. I mean, it's a great time of the year, but it's a time of year sometimes you got to have tough conversations because, you know, we're going to put together a roster that gives us the best chance to beat that individual opponent. And, you know, like every year that we've done this, I mean, there's always somebody that surfaces that probably wasn't here for the last month or whatever. But if we feel like they can help us win a ball game or help the cause, then, you know, we're going to bring them. And yeah, like I say, it's a great time of year, but it's a tough time of year because you have to have some tough conversations with guys that help you get here that aren't going to make the roster.
Well, I know you guys talked about the Mets series as if it were a playoff series, so and winning it obviously makes it is the most important thing, but you already got an opportunity to sort of look at that and play things out that way as if it were a playoff. Do you foresee the pitching rotation looking in the playoffs like it did against the Mets?
Well, we're only going to need three starters. You know, we're still up in the air with one of them, I feel really good if we got Max, Kyle, and Charlie to go. You know, the first three games of this playoff run, and you know, Spencer's still a question mark. You know, as we get closer, we'll know more. But you know, we have a rotation and I think it's good. And I'm going to feel really good going into this first round.
Hey, Snake, how do you determine where you put Michael Harris in the lineup? Cause I mean, he's been nine, he was at three in the previous series, a guy that we all love, you know, wise beyond his years. How do you determine where you want to bat him in the lineup?
Well, it's a matchup. It's going to be a matchup thing too with Michael. You know, I do like him up there at three, and we'd face some tough sinker ball and lefties that give him a little problems. So that's why I moved him down against the second night, you know, and he's a versatile kid. It doesn't matter where he hits.
Right.
You know what? He's going to do damage. And you know, it's, you know, you like him up there coming up more. But, you know, when he's down in the order, guys getting on, man, he's a run producer too. So, you know, as he matures and it becomes the player that we all know he is, he's probably going to cement that number two or three spot for, you know, a long time in this lineup.
Braves manager Brian Snitker joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Let me ask you a bigger picture question about Harris, because when we talk about him and him coming up and what he does, we use the term spark, but we don't know what it's actually like in the clubhouse. When a young guy like him comes up and does what he's done, what does that do not only on the field, but in the clubhouse for a team?
No, I mean, just how he carries himself. I mean, this kid is way beyond his years as far as maturity and consistency. And you know, he's got a lot of confidence in his abilities. He's an awesome young man, you know what? And it's kind of like you meet mom and dad and then you know why. And on the field, it's just the energy that guys like that a guy like Michael can bring and how he solidified that position. And there's just so much great intangible in this young man and guys respect that. You got to kick him to get him to say something, and he's not in there, you know, not loud. He's sitting around, he's watching, he's learning, he's doing his thing. And guys respect that out of a young guy.
What percentage of Ronald Acuña are we seeing right now, Snit? Because we know he's not himself and all those different things. We love him and everything like that. But what percentage would you think he is of what we've seen of Ronald Acuña?
No, you know what? He's. I think we did a – it was really good when we DH'd him all those games. I think that allowed that knee to kind of catch up. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you're not going to see him 100% until we get to spring training and he has a normal off season. But he's feeling really good now. He's running good. The bat's coming around. But it is, you know, he's still got to get through this year. But you know what? A percentage of Ronald's better than none. That's for darn sure.
Sure. No doubt about it. Half of Ronald's better than most. Brian Snitker joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I wonder, like, obviously he's proud of what Acuña, that is, proud of what happened last year and happy for everyone in winning the World Series. But I wonder, is being on the field at the end for this one and being more a part of the stretch run for this one, do you think that means something to him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? He was in there cheering his teammates on and right there with him, but I know it's killing him not to be able to be a part of that.
Right.
And that's what everybody plays for. I it's almost like I could see the, you know what, when I saw replays of him catching that last out to win the division and the smile on his face before the ball even got there, you know, and I know a part of it, it's just like, God, I'm glad I'm on the field for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, so he's got to be so jacked up to go into the playoffs and be able to compete. You know, it's like, better, you know, look out, because who, Lord knows what this kid might accomplish here in this new playoff season.
I tell you what, Nick, we were talking earlier about, you know, the difference about this baseball team. And one was, we were talking about the leadership of it and everything. And obviously, you know, you have a new leader on this team. Is Dansby Swanson taking over that role as the leader of this clubhouse?
Well, you know what? I think we got a few of them. I don't think it's you know what? That this is a young group that's been through the wars. They're, you know, they've had a lot of experiences. So I don't know that it's just one guy. Dansby is, you know, he's bred to do that. I mean, I think Austin, even Ozzie's not on the field, but, man, his presence is huge. Matt Olson, where he's come, I think, and you know, so I don't know. I don't know. This club needs one leader. I think I got a team full of leaders. Really, is what makes us so special.
How much of an advantage is it having the home field now? I know you over 3 million fans this year through the turnstiles at Truist. How much of an advantage is that for you guys with that electric atmosphere at home?
I think it's huge. I mean, I think, you know, our record at home is really, really good. We're one of the best in the league, I know. And these guys, I mean, they appreciate that. I mean, that Mets series, this place was electric. It was unbelievable, the energy that was in that stadium. It'll be in there come Tuesday night. And these guys appreciate that. They feed off of it. They love playing here. They love coming to work here. I mean, it is. It's an unbelievable place to play. Now, you probably ask anybody in the league that comes in here on a visiting team, would they like to be here? And I think that's why guys want to come here, because it's just an unbelievable atmosphere that these guys get to play in each and every night.
Just great stuff with Andy Rende along with Brian Snicker. Again, guys, we're going to talk about the Falcons. There's an injury which has Carl and I freaking out. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. Also, Arch with Mariota. But next, in Guy Talk, what the hell was going on in a Southwest cockpit? Did somebody ask to see someone's stick?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk. It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, man. Falcon report at 5. To be honest, Carl and I are a little confused by their roster tactics. A move from the defense, a guy that we thought was doing pretty good in a role, a smaller role, but he's off the team. We'll explain. And also hear from Marcus Mariota with Arch. I was just telling Carl real quick before we get to this dirty sex story about Southwest Airlines.
Yes, please.
Something Delta would never do. Have you been watching the highlights of Victor Wembanyama?
Wembanyama. I saw some footage of this kid. And is he going to be the next big thing?
7'4". He had 7'3". Now, granted, he's playing in the D-League, but this is a dude from France who is Unbelievable. There's an article at ESPN yesterday that was saying, man, how are you going to keep NBA teams from tanking for this guy? They even asked him about it. He's like, why would the team want to lose? I do not understand why your team would purposely want to lose. But this kid, now again, we've talked about it, must get to Zion and everything else. I mean, Wembanyama is unbelievable. Not only that, it's a fun name to say. Wembanyama.
It is.
But if you hadn't seen the video, do yourself a favor if you're a Hoops fan. Hawks, by the way, won today over in Abu Dhabi. Beat the Bucks.
By the way, DeJounte Murray looked good.
Yeah.
Trey looked good.
DeAndre looked good.
I mean, yeah, man. All right, say what you want. I know it's one preseason game, and Mike, this is what I'm going to guarantee real quick. They're going to take the regular season serious.
Right on. Early days, Joe. Early days, but there are some exciting things going on out there. All right, this is the kind of story that when it comes up, I just know that our audience is going to love it. Sink your teeth into this one. Southwest Airlines. Let me start from the beginning. There's a female pilot, and she's suing the airline. After a colleague allegedly exposed himself to her in the cockpit. Here's how it starts.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
A woman named Christine Yanning, which is unusual because usually with sexual harassment complaints, the person does not use her name, but she has no problem. And her attorneys, she said, no, I want my name out there. I've got no problem talking about this.
Okay.
So it's out there because normally you don't get this in a story. The AJC picked up a story from the Associated Press. She alleges that the airline basically put the screws to her because she made a beef about this guy pulling out his stuff on a flight. And
it's a coworker.
Correct.
Okay.
And that the airline conspired with the Pilots Association and refused to support her. So she's suing the dude who pulled out his stuff and also suing everybody else, the airline and the pilots union and everything else. Here's their story. Here's where it went down. Apparently, according to the lawsuit filed last week down in Orange County, Florida, she had never met the guy. Guy's last name is Hawk, H-A-A-K.
Nice
before
name.
August 2020 is his last name. Okay. When she was his co-pilot on a flight from Philly to Orlando, she says that Hawk, a 27-year veteran, had used his seniority rights the previous day to bump another pilot who'd been scheduled to command the flight. Janning believes that's because he saw a woman was the scheduled co-pilot.
Oh.
She says when they reached a cruising altitude, Hawk told her this was his final flight. And there was something he wanted to do before his retirement.
There's something I need to do.
She said he bolted the door so no flight attendant could enter. Now, I thought that you can't unless you hit the code anyway. But anyway, he bolted the door. He then put the plane on autopilot.
I bet he did.
Stripped off his clothes.
Completely butt naked?
And then began watching pornography on his laptop.
Stop it, Mike.
And committed a lewd act. For 30 minutes.
What?
While taking photos and videos of himself.
Okay, time out. Wait. She's watching?
She's in the co-pilot seat while all this is going down in the pilot seat.
First of all, have you seen these pilot seats? He didn't have that much room.
Well, apparently he pulled it back a little bit.
I guess he did.
I don't know what the 737s... leg room is for the pilot.
Mike, they don't have this kind of room to relax like this.
So the lawyer for the lady, Miss Janning, the pilot, they'll check that. The lawyer for Hawk said that Miss Janning asked Hawk if there was anything he wanted to do before retiring. When he replied he wanted to fly naked, his lawyer says she told him to go ahead, and then she made sexual advances after he disrobed. That's what the lawyer for pilot Hawk says. Captain Hawk, he said that Hawk rejected those and adamantly denied a lewd act occurred. At his sentencing hearing last year, Hawk called the incident a consensual prank that got out of hand.
Wow.
The lady pilot's attorney, Frank Podesta, denied she encouraged Captain Hawk or made any advances. In the lawsuit, she claimed she was horrified and that she kept flying the plane while taking photos to create a record for documentation purposes.
Of course she was. Yes, of course.
So she says she took pictures of the naked guy for her own defense, of course.
Okay, can I just say this? I mean,
Southwest again, guys. This is why you fly Delta jets. There's no monkeying around.
Well, you get two
cockpit.
Free bags checked, Mike, on Southwest.
That's true. So did he.
Mike, you don't attempt to leave the cockpit. You don't attempt to call somebody. You don't attempt. You take pictures while he's doing this act. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, he was never disciplined because apparently he was retired. The airline's investigation was closed, and apparently there's an FAA report.
Unless you wanted him to do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's he said, she said. But, I mean, hey. Who
unreal.
Knows?
When, it's unreal.
When the pilot says it's safe to move around the cabin, who knew what was going on up there? I didn't realize he wanted to put his co-pilot in the upright position, right?
Ding!
So anyway, Ding! There you go. You can read it in the AJC. I gave you the broad strokes. Pardon the pun, but it's in there for you guys to peruse.
30 minutes, though?
Well, again, you know, we have to cruising altitude.
Okay, folks, it's now safe to move around the cabin. We're at our cruising altitude of 35,000 feet. Zip.
And I'm gonna get into something a little more comfortable.
Yeah, that's a long time, man.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and the guy apparently goes right to work with his laptop. And he's butt naked in the captain's.
I guess this is crazy. That's a crazy story.
That's what I thought. Hey, man, hit the closing bell. See if we're doing okay on Wall Street today.
Wow.
Yep. Our buddy Maximum Bob was right. More hardship today. Stocks are lower. Waiting on the jobs report for September. Dow was down 346. Nasdaq was down 75.
If you watch me. Then doesn't that mean...
Hey, this is my last flight. Something I've always wanted to do.
I'm just sitting here contemplating this, Mike. I'm sorry. I heard you about the market. The market sucks. If you watch me do this, though...
Well, she says that he pulled seniority to get on the flight with the lady pilot.
How does she know that, though?
Again, I talked to the lawyer. But in this case, he goes, something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he says, she said, go for it.
Fellas, I'm just asking you. Ladies, quiet right now. If she watches you, what does that say?
Well, but no. What can she do? She bolted the pod. I mean, she was supposed to run out. She's supposed to run back to the passenger. There's a naked man in the cockpit.
She could have called somebody.
I mean, she's about the safety of the passenger. No, she says she took a photo with this guy, and it's Johnson, because she had to document the situation for her own defense.
I don't buy it, Mike. I don't buy it. Ladies, you don't buy it either. So our lady audience don't. You guys do not buy that.
Either way. Captain Hawk won't be flying anytime soon. He's your title. Something I always wanted to do. Real quick, birthdays, only a couple. Tony Dungy, 67, one of our favorite guests. Trevor Lawrence, Sunshine is 23, the pride of Cartersville. Hall of Famer and dog Richard Seymour is 43. Britt Eklund is 80. Oh, I loved her, the man with the golden gun. Elizabeth Shue is 59 from Karate Kid, never leaving Las Vegas.
I loved Elizabeth Shue.
Beautiful woman. Oil Can Boyd, 63, the old Sox player. He gave that fastball up to Dykstra, Game 3 of the World Series. Bruno Sammartino, the wrestler's birthday. Here's something for dog fans. The Hobnail Boot Play turns 21 today.
Wow.
Yeah, it was October 6th, right? What day is today? Is today the 6th?
Yes,
it
is.
Well, then we're right. What was it? Like, we just threw it to Haynes. We stepped on their face with a hobnail boot. We broke their nose. We crushed their face. Munson was in rare form that day. And again, Nestler's property, the middays. We don't get Nestler anymore, but Nestler, the good Munson impression. We just stepped on their face.
He does. Ness, what's up with your boys, Ness? Right?
Apparently, Ness is now intellectual property to Andy Randy. It's like a divorce. We don't get visitation rights from Nestler.
Come on, Ness!
Yeah. Anyway, there's your guy talk.
All right, man. Coming up, Falcon Report and Marcus Mariota. You get a chance to hear our quarterback and what he's thinking about the Buccaneers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.